Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this edition of High School Game Day. WHJE is once again pairing up with CHTV, making this live on the radio in a delayed television broadcast on CHTV. Alongside Sam Wiederhoff, Brady Klain, and J.D. Arlen, I'm your host, Jack Kaiser, and tonight's a special game because it's the homecoming game for Carmel against the North Central Panthers. It's a gorgeous evening at 77 degrees and partly cloudy skies. Great weather on homecoming night. I can't wait to get this one started, guys.
I can't either, Jack. I mean, it's going to be a great matchup. These teams have played 61 times total in their careers, and I mean, it's one of the biggest rivalries, you could say, between these two teams, Carmel versus North Central. It's always the game of the season to look out for.
Absolutely. You talk about proximity, and these schools are so close to each other that rivalry is very historic. That rivalry goes back and perpetuates itself because these schools are so close to one another. So definitely something to look out for. This game is going to be lightning tonight.
Guys, it's the end of homecoming week, the wrap-up to the entire week of festivities. The players are hyped, the crowd is hyped, I'm hyped. This is going to be a really exciting game.
You're right, Sam. This wraps up the entire homecoming week for Carmel. They've had spirit days throughout the week. We had a pep rally this morning, and we're ready to go tonight for the football game. And the proximity, that makes it a great rivalry, and that rivalry spans over many sports. But in this sport, over the last few years, Carmel's quite frankly dominated, right, Brady?
They really have. I mean, the Greyhounds are leading at a total record of 33-28, actually, which is a very surprising record, and especially the dominance that we've had in the last couple years. The last 6 years, in the whole Coach Wright era, actually, the Greyhounds outscored the North Central Panthers 206-7 in six games. And that shows the power that the Greyhounds have had over the last 5 or 6 years and the struggle that the North Central Panthers have had specifically over that last span.
The North Central Panthers have actually lost 16 games in a row leading back to last season. So, I don't know, we might see another blowout here tonight from the Greyhounds. We'll recap last year's game a little bit later, but first, let's recap the Greyhounds' last game against Lawrence North last week. It was a 35-14 victory for the Greyhounds. They got off to an early start up 28-7 in the first half, but then Lawrence North started to come back a little bit. It was 28-14, and they were actually at the goal line, ready to pull within a score, but they luckily got a turnover, and from there, the Greyhounds were able to pull away and keep the lead.
I'm sorry to interrupt you there, Jack, but Sean Blackburn really had a great game last week. We normally see him as a special teams player. He had 4 special teams tackles and the interception, actually, at the end of the game because one of the defensive backs got injured, so he came in and really stepped up his play right there, got an interception, and that was huge for the Greyhounds.
I really think that game was a nice compliment to the Pike game, and that first victory on the road, a great victory with Jake McDonald stepping in, and then, you know, Lawrence North coming back after that and really, you know, giving it to them and moving forward, trying to get more wins, moving on in the season and increasing their record to 3-2. You had something to say, Sam?
Also, Michael Victor looked great in the first half. Did not throw one incompletion, with 16-16. He ended up throwing an interception in the second half and an incompletion. But still, when you can have that kind of performance from your quarterback, that kind of consistency, that's what will get you guys to the state championship. And it was a great performance by Victor last week.
And especially coming off after that Pike game, you know, he had to defy expectations. He had to get back to his regular groove. And I think he did a great job of proving that he can do that under pressure. And tonight, I'm not saying that it's the most high-pressure game, but there's certainly a big crowd, and that's going to put pressure on the quarterback. That's going to put pressure on Victrup to really perform out here tonight.
Victrup always steps up to the big occasions, though. Against Cincinnati, LaSalle, he had an unbelievable game down there. Despite losing, he was actually named the game MVP, and he came back from that hamstring injury against Pike, and he gave it to the Wildcats of Lawrence North. He was, like you said, 16-16 in the first half. He didn't run as much, he didn't scramble as much, and I think that was sort of a game plan, but he did it all still in the passing game for the Greyhounds. Now let's move on to preview this game a little bit more. Now, Brady, you have the recap of last year's game. It was pretty much a blowout, right?
It really was. I mean, last year in the pregame show that the guys called last year, one of the guys actually predicted the final score of 56-0, and that stuck, and that was the final score. I mean, that really, there's not a whole lot to talk about in the game. The Greyhounds just annihilated every aspect of it. In a total comparison, North Central had only 80 total yards in comparison to the Greyhounds, 406. And that just sums up what the game with last year was. I mean, we got all the way down. They put Nathan Amelkai at quarterback, who's now one of the tight ends on this team. And he actually had a rushing touchdown. I mean, and watching him run, he's a big dude. He's probably 6'4", 220 pounds or so. And he just ran over two players. And that shows that the depth that the Greyhounds had last year and going into this year, that, I mean, I'm expecting a somewhat similar result. Chris Perkins had over 200 rushing yards. Shakir had right around 100. And other players just filled in there. So specifically, Isaac James did a great job last year. He had two touchdowns, and this Greyhound team this year is looking to do the same thing.
Like you said, some key losses there, but I really don't expect a different result. We should see some great offense out of the Greyhounds. North Central's defense hasn't necessarily been stellar this year, and I expect Carmel to get out to an early lead, and put a lot of points up on the board, and then we'll expect to see some backups coming in the second half. And like you said, last year, the backups, you know, they extended that lead, and I wouldn't doubt if they do that again this year. What do you think, Sam?
Yeah, I definitely agree with you, Jack. I think it's going to be Carmel all the way. Judging by last year's game, I don't think it's changed much. I'm going to give my prediction later, but I think Carmel offense has a huge game. Their defense really steps up, and I see them getting a huge victory at the homecoming game.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. I think it's going to be quite a score difference. I'd say the Greyhounds can get comfortably up by 30, but what I'm excited to see tonight is some of that second and third string coming out and playing, because we really haven't seen very much depth to the team thus far. We've really left in the starters for most games, excluding the Pike game where Jake McDonald took the lead as quarterback. But I'm excited to see some of the other positions that really don't get a lot of recognition. Some new guys, some new faces. We'll see how they can perform under pressure, so that maybe later in the season they would be a great contingency plan.
Yeah, that may be a great point there, JD. We've seen a lot of the second string and third string defense on the side of the ball just because they rotate a whole lot, and we've seen a lot of that. But the one position we really haven't seen any depth at is running back. I mean, it's only been Steven Watts and Tobias Watkins all season long. Those two players have been playing the entire time. But I'm really excited to see this week in practice, Jerome Hulsell, actually the Lawrence North transfer from this year, a junior who's a very powerful runner, has been practicing a lot, getting a lot of reps, along with C.J. Williams. So those two players, I'm really excited to see if they get a lot of minutes tonight.
And you brought up Jake McDonald playing in that Pike game. And I'm really excited to see what he has. You know, the players have talked about how great he is in practice. And he basically handed the ball off most of the time and ran the read option against Pike and let Tobias Watkins and Steven Watts carry the load. But I think tonight, when he gets a lot of reps, we could see him pass a lot and see what this Carmel team has for next year. We'll be gone, but I'm sure Carmel has a bright future with Jake McDonald in at quarterback. Now let's move on to a segment we like to call over-under. I'll set a mark, and you guys will predict whether it's over or under that mark. Pretty simple. The first one, Carmel scores 49. Brady?
I'm going to have to say under. I'm going to think the Greyhounds are going to score right around 42 to 45 points, somewhere in that low 40 range, but I don't think they'll get up to 49, just because, like we said, we're going to talk about depth. And like we talked about in the show the other day, when those backups do come in, everything slows down with the team. And that's a fact. Because North Central will most likely try to keep their first and second string offense and defense in to try to just keep fighting back and chipping away. So I think the power that North Central will have against some of the lower string players on this team will prevent them from getting that high of a number.
Yeah, you know, you took the words right out of my mouth. I think it's going to be under, and what I was actually going to say is that same range, 42 to 45. I'd have to agree, because I think the starters are going to come out with a bang. They're going to come out of the gun strong. We're going to see a productive first quarter for the Greyhounds offense. And then after that, it's going to be a little slower. It's going to be a strategic battle rather than a shootout. So I think we're going to fall right in that range, a little lower than last year, but still way over the North Central Panthers.
Guys, I'm going to have to agree with you guys again. I think it's going to be under 49. I think it's going to look like it's going to be over 49 in the first half, but once we start bringing in the subs, I think it's going to slow down significantly. I don't think we want to risk any more injuries. We saw Michael Bishop have a hamstring injury. I think they're going to want to preserve him. But yeah, I just don't see him getting to 49 this year. It's going to be a shootout. I think the Carmel Greyhound offense is going to have a huge game, but just not quite 49.
I'm going bold, guys. I'm going to counter you. Productive to say the least in the first half, JD. I really think they'll actually get 35 points in the first half. I think it'll be about 21 or so, and then maybe 14 in the second quarter, 21 points in the first quarter, and 14 in the second. And then the backups. Last year, they scored a lot of points in that second half, and I think that'll happen again. North Central just doesn't have a great team. They have 16 losses dating back to last year, 16 in a row, 0-5 this year. And I think the starters will get out to an early lead, and the backups will be able to extend that lead, and they'll actually get to 56 points. And I'll make my final score prediction a little bit later. I don't want to give it away right now. And that we sort of hinted at that, but the next one is North Central scores 14 points. Sam, what do you have?
I'm going to go under. I think our defense has a huge game. Not a lot of offense coming from North Central this season. 0 points in their opener. 21 points is the most points they've scored all year, and I think our defense is good enough to hold them under 14 points. I see them having 7 points this game, just not getting to 14. I think our defense is too good.
I'm going to have to say under. I'm going to say they score 10 points in this game. Their quarterback during this game is a sophomore starting quarterback because he was their starting wide receiver, and actually the coach made some tactical changes and moved their quarterback to receiver and their receiver to quarterback. So he's a much faster, smarter quarterback than what they originally had. He's a better athlete as well. So he runs that read option. They run a very similar offense to the Carmel Greyhounds, but their kicker is very good as well. I'm watching him during warmups. He was hitting 50-yard field goals. I mean, if they do get stopped deeper into Carmel territory and can't punt and can't go for it, I think their field goal team is going to do very good. So I say they score 10 points and under the 14 mark.
I'm going to also agree with you under the 14. But one thing to keep in mind, guys, this is homecoming night. You can hear the people milling around behind us. You can hear the speakers going loud. These guys are supercharged. They're pumped up. They're going to be playing at the peak of their ability, at least in the first half, before they do get substituted out. So I'm going to have to say that North Central is going to rely on their special teams to pick up those points when they get the chance. I'm going to call North Central getting 2 field goals, standing at 6 points tonight.
Man, I really wanted to go under 14, but I'm going right at 14 because North Central can score a little bit better than last year, and I think that simply gives them 14 points. I don't think they'll score any in the first half, but I think they'll get a couple late touchdowns, and that'll give them 14 points. All right, third one, 450 yards of total offense for Carmel. JD?
I don't think 450 yards is too much in the slightest. I think I'm going to have to go over. I don't know how much over because it'll all depend on the second half. It'll all just depend on the fourth quarter. But I'm going to have to put myself over that mark. I think we're going to see somewhere around 500 yards.
I could agree with JD. I'm going to go over, but slightly over. I'm going to say 451 because I want to go right. I want to go right.
Really, Brady.
I want to go specific.
Come on. Right around 475 or so. I want to just go right over because the Greyhounds, that first half, like you said, Jack, we're expecting a high 35 points for probably in this first half because of the high-powered offense and our very strong defense. So I'm going to say right around 475 yards will be for the Greyhounds total. Not 500, like you said, JD, just because of the depth that we'll be playing with tonight, but I think right around 475 yards.
I'm going to go under because I think our defense has a huge game and puts us in really good field position on most of their drives. So I don't see us having to do much work on the offensive side. I don't think Victor's going to use his arm very much. I think the key is going to be the run game, and I don't see us getting up to 450 yards. I really don't. I know this defensive team for North Central isn't the best, but 450 yards is a stretch, and I just don't see it. I don't think Victor's going to use his arm as much, and I think running game is going to be what we're going to use, and I don't see him getting 450.
We got around 450 against Pike, but because of the backups, because it should be a blowout, like Sam said, I think 450 is a stretch. I really do. It'll be mainly a rushing attack, and I think we'll get around 200 to 250, 275 on the ground. And then passing, we just won't see that much. So around 100, I think we'll get anywhere from 375 to 400. Not quite that 450 mark, but not too short of that either. 3 total turnovers is the next one. Brady?
I'm going to say right at 3. I say the Greyhounds will force 3 turnovers. I think it's all going to be North Central because I think they'll cause one fumble. My prediction is they're going to cause one fumble and get 2 interceptions. I think Alex Akins is due for an interception this year. He doesn't have an interception yet. Has a fumble return for 89 yards. Could have gotten the 90 yards for the touchdown, but that one just fell a little short against LaSalle. But I think Alex Akins has an interception. I think Cameron Hunt is going to force a fumble in this game just because of the blitzes that they have him running and the inexperienced offensive line that North Central has. Cameron Hunt coming in there very fast is very dangerous. So I say right at 3, 2 interceptions and 1 fumble.
I think I'm going to also put it right at 3, but only for North Central. I think we have a bad habit when we do underestimate a team like North Central, and I'm not saying that we are. However, the reputation of this team has been challenged in the past week. So I'm going to say that Carmel's actually going to throw an interception or make some kind of error in the first quarter while we get our feet on the ground. There's nerves. There's a lot of people here. So I'm going to say 4 total turnovers, 1 of which coming from the Greyhounds and 3 from the Panthers.
I'm agreeing with you, JD, with the 4 total turnovers, but I think it's going to be 2 apiece. I think North Central turns the ball over twice because of interceptions, because our secondary is just too good and they're going to force those interceptions. But I think the Carmel offense turns it over twice on Tobias Watkins. He's fumbled a couple times. He hasn't been the best with ball security. I think he fumbles once, and I think Stephen Watts might sprinkle in a fumble there. But I see 2 apiece for each team, 4 total turnovers.
Last year's game, I believe the Greyhounds actually did turn the ball over a couple times early in that game, and they still won 56-0. So, like you said, Tobias Watkins, not the best with ball security. You know, Michael Vichrup might overthrow a pass or two. That could lead to an interception. So I'm going one turnover for the Greyhounds and then two forced by the Greyhounds on the North Central Panthers. So I'm going three total, one pick, one fumble from North Central, and then one fumble from Carmel. Okay, here it is. It's time for our predictions. I'll be making a headgear pick. We have a North Central helmet. We have a Carmel helmet, and I'll pick who. I mean, you sort of get the gist based on our based on our previous statements.
Place your bets.
Still, I'll make the official pick in just a minute or two. But Brady, who's yours?
I'm gonna say for the Greyhounds in this one. I say they score 45 points in this one. I know we said earlier right around 42 to 45, but I'm gonna bump it up a little bit from all the points that we've made. So I say 45 points in this one. I'm going to have to say the Greyhounds 45 to 10.
I'm going to have to go just a hair under you, 42 to 6. We already talked a little bit about how I think North Central is going to have to rely on their special teams for points. I think Carmel's going to put up 35, like Sam said, in the first half. I think we're going to build off of that in the second half. So I'm calling 42 to 6. Greyhounds walk away with a homecoming victory.
Greyhounds dominate this game all the way. I'm going Greyhounds 42 to 7. I think it's going to be 21 to nothing after the first quarter, and from then on it's going to be all Greyhounds all day. 42 to 7 is my final score.
Let's see it, Jack.
Here's the moment, ladies and gentlemen. I feel like Lee Corso, just like I said last week. All right, North Central or Carmel? We have a North Central helmet. Sam, what does the crowd think of that?
I don't know.
North Central? Everybody?
I don't know.
I'm not feeling it.
You know what? Like I'm going Carmel 56 to 14.
Okay. Let's see it.
Jack Kaiser picking the Carmel helmet in this one. The crowd behind him very excited. Of course, obvious pick in this
Gets
game.
Gets the helmet on. Gets that helmet on.
There he is. Jack Corso.
Jack Corso. All right. For WHAE and CHTV, I'm Brady Klein. Alongside me, J.D. Arlen, Jack Kaiser with the helmet on, and Samuel Wiederhaft. Thanks for listening to this Carmel pregame show. You're listening to 91.3 WHAE and CHTV. We're going to send it back to the station for a quick break.